Hello, everybody from Tucson, Arizona. Welcome to another Radio Munson. Stick around if you can. It's all right with me. It's all right with me, and it is, as a matter of fact. It's Radio Munson from just a little ways outside Tucson, Arizona tonight, just a little ways up Dove Mountain, as a matter of fact, our lavishly appointed Radio Munson West studios. We're here till 9 o'clock Central Time, and I hope you're enjoying the relatively balmy weather in central Illinois, or wherever you are. Hopefully you're not where the weather is too inclement. It's pretty good across the country, the way I see it right now. That was Buddy Bregman's band playing It's All Right With Me. He called it the Buddy Bregman Dance Band at the time he recorded those sessions from an album called Swingin' Standards in, I think it was 1958 or 59. And it was a dance band of sorts, but with soloists like the saxophonists you heard there, Bob Cooper and Richie Kamuka and Bill Holman, Bill Perkins, the trombonist Frank Rossellino, the trumpeter Conti Gondoli, and Jim Hall, the guitarist. I'd say the jazz quotient is very, very high, in fact. And holding all these all-stars together was none other than the ubiquitous drummer Mel Lewis, likely on holiday from the Terry Gibbs Dream Band, or the Stan Kenton Orchestra, both of which he played drums for, one after the other, and I'm a little unclear where he was on leave from at the time. Boy, Mel Lewis's drumming is, I would say, as a non-drummer, a textbook example of how to interpret a chart, how to play for dancing. After all, it was a dance album. And how to play big band jazz drums. And if you're a drummer, no matter what the age, you could do a lot worse than studying Mel Lewis on the Buddy Bregman Band recording of Swingin' Standards. Bregman's 85 now and is still out in Los Angeles and Hollywood. Boy, I mean, he arranged for Ella Fitzgerald and Bing Crosby and Judy Garland and Fred Astaire and Satchmo and Sammy Davis and Peggy Lee and Bobby Darin, Anita O'Day, Matt Monroe, even a little bit for Sinatra, worked with Joe Williams and the Count Basie Band. And Annie Ross, going to play something that, he pared down his band just a little bit to play for Annie Ross from the trio Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross. It was a great album, doing music from Gypsy.
Got my new gown, let my hair down. All I need now is the boy. Got my silk net, got my heart set. Got my 5 yards of beaded crepe de chine on. Now all I need is a strong arm to lean on. If he'll just appear, we'll use this big town for a toy. And if he'll say, my darling, I'm yours, I'll throw away my silk net. Yes, and every bead, all I really need is the boy. My new gown, let my hair down. All I need now is the boy. Got my silk net, got my heart set. Got the 5 yards of beaded crepe de chine on. Now all I need is the strong arm to lean on. If he'll just appear, we'll use this big town for a toy. And if he'll say, my darling, I'm yours, I'll throw away my silk net. Yes, and every bead, all I really need is the boy. Oh, I really need the boy. I need the boy.
That's Annie Ross, Great Britain's Annie Ross, who has been such a popular influence in jazz music, still is today. She's 85, as is Buddy Bregman, the arranger there, with Mel Lewis playing drums, and that was Frank Rosolino's trombone. Here are some Kansas City guys. That's Phil Woods playing clarinet, Mike Mulvoin on piano, and David Bassey is the singer, with Steve Gilmore on bass and Bill Goodwin on drums.
Time, 'cause that's the kind of guy I am. While other folks grow dizzy, I keep busy biding my time. I'm biding my time, 'cause that's the kind of guy I am. Beginning on Monday, right through Sunday, biding my time. Next year, next year, something's bound to happen. This year, I'll just keep on napping and biding my time. 'Cause that's the kind of guy. There's no regretting when I'm setting biding my time.
City icon David Bassey from his Uptown album, came out just a year or so ago, with a great group, including the great alto saxophonist Phil Woods, who's playing clarinet that time around. I'm Don Munson. Here's Claude Thornhill, a big band leader who played wonderful piano. He could play a little bebop piano, actually. Here's a song that was written by Sir Charles Thompson. He was Sir Charles Thompson. He was a pianist and organist. He used Sir because Count and Duke and King, King Oliver, all those names were taken. And it's called Robin's Nest. Thank you. pianist Claude Thornhill and his arrangement of Robin's Nest, written by Sir Charles Thompson. It's become a jazz standard. We don't play them if they don't swing here on Radio Munson on GLT. Going to go right down Broadway with Dan Barrett and a small group that he put together in just a few minutes. Four freshmen right here, and what? Ooh, they lost, what, they lose all of the lyrics? Oh, they lost just part of the lyric sheet. Well, just have them fake the rest, okay? Up and Down Broadway. Broadway, that's a great old song, as it is a great old street in New York, New York, right there in Manhattan, angling its way down the island. And very difficult to navigate for a while after the big snow. And sure enough, they were able to get paths down those streets in New York, but there was just no place to put the snow. So it's taken a while to get things unraveled, but everything is fine in the Big Apple right now. That was Dan Barrett, the trombonist, and he does a little arranging and allows plenty of room for improvising to his guys, including himself on trombone. Scott Robinson was playing that bass saxophone in that one, and Randy Sankey was on the drums. Mark Shane was the guy playing piano, a little traditional music. Here's another traditional music artist. Catherine Russell knows all those old songs. She brought in Mark Shane to play piano for her with John Eric Kelso's trumpet on We the People.
We the people, gotta have dancing, plenty of dancing. We the people, gotta have rhythm and song. We the people, gotta have singing, plenty of swinging. Please the people, and you will never go wrong. We don't give a rap about taxation. Syncopation. We the people have to keep happy, have to keep snappy. We the people gotta have a rhythm and song.
It's an election year, so we the people have a voice, certainly. And, well, at least we do, according to Catherine Russell, right there. I'm Don Munson. It's Radio Munson. You reach me at don@wglt.org. I'm glad you're along for the ride tonight.
And now the purple dust of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely nights dreaming of a song, the melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you when our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. Oh, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside the garden wall, where stars are bright and you are in my arms. The nightingale tells this fairy tale of paradise where roses grew. And though I dream in vain, in my heart it always will remain. My stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain. Dream in vain, in my heart it always will remain. My stardust melody, the memory of love's
Curtis Stigers with the vocal. Mitchell Parrish wrote those words, and that's Scrapper Snyder playing trumpet to Hoagy's Stardust. Larry Golding's this guy who's playing keyboards. Here's something that George and Ira Gershwin wrote back in 1928 on Radio Munson Tonight. It's Chris Connor.
Life has just begun. Jack is fond as jail. Don't know what you've done, but I'm all a thrill. How can words express your divine appeal? You can never guess all the love I feel. You made all the other boys seem just you alone fill me with awe. It's wonderful, it's marvelous that you could care for me. It's awful nice, it's paradise, what I love to see. You made my life so glamorous, you can't can't blame me for feeling amorous. Oh, it's wonderful, it's marvelous that you could care for me. My dear, it's four-leaf clover time. From now on, my heart is working overtime. Oh, it's wonderful, it's marvelous that you could care for, that you could care for, that you could care for me.
Chris Connor. Yeah. George and Ira Gershwin. We're going down to St. Thomas on Radio Munson with the Sonny Rollins song done by the Dallas Jazz Orchestra in a few minutes. Here's another version of It's Wonderful. It's Artie Shaw's band. We'll be right back. Sonny Rollins wrote that song. Well, maybe didn't exactly write it, but he adapted it from a song his mom used to sing to him or hum to him when he was a little kid. Sonny Rollins. Miles Davis called him the greatest tenor saxophonist ever. Those tenor saxophonists were part of the Dallas Jazz Orchestra, bringing that jazz icon song, St. Thomas, alive one more time. Well, you don't need to go to St. Thomas for warmer weather. It looks like central Illinois is warming up here into the weekend, really through the weekend, maybe a shower on what, Sunday? Well, we could get a shower even before that, but chances are a little greater on Sunday as of right now. Of course, I'm looking at it from afar, from out just outside of Tucson, Arizona, on Radio Munson this evening. But it's still true here in Tucson, as it is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois, USA, what they say you know about those raindrops.
Every time it rains, it rains. Pennies from heaven, don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortunes falling all over the town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
every time it rains, it's gonna rain pennies from heaven. Don't you know, every cloud contains lots of pennies from heaven. You'll find your fortune falling, baby, all over the town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you've got to have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
Frank Sinatra with the Count Basie Band. You know we love the Basie Band here on Radio Munson. Here's Bill Basie playing piano with his band circa 1936 when they did Exactly Like You. Mr. 5x5 himself in 1936, Jimmy Rushing, shouting out the vocal of Exactly Like You with the Count Basie Orchestra. Everybody figures Count was sort of a royalty nickname for Bill Basie, but that's not so. His boss, when he was part of the Benny Moten band in Kansas City, noticed that Basie was slow to get back on the bandstand after they would take their breaks, usually because he was having a little chat with some lady fan somewhere, and Moten would invariably shout out to the other guys, "Where's that no Count Basie?" And it became Count Basie from then on. They made some great music back in the 1930s. Here's a thing that was recorded in 1938 by Cab Calloway and his band. I've been reading this book, well, I just finished a book by Jay Winnick titled 1944, FDR, and the Year That Changed the World. It was an eye-opening book for me. I mean, 1944, I knew, was an important year. But it was an important year, a traumatic year, on a number of fronts. Good book. Anyway, FDR was president. He was beginning to lose his health by 1944, ready to run for a fourth term. Actually, was running again in 44. And there was this thing about how many kids had been named for him. How many kids had been named for Franklin Delano Roosevelt, FDR. And that's the subject of this song.
It's a big holiday everywhere, for the Jones family has a brand new heir. He's the joy heaven sent, and they proudly present Mr. Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones. When he grows up, he never will stray with a name like the one that he's got today. As he walks down the street, folks will say, "Pleased to meet Mr. Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones." What a smile and how he shows it. He'll keep happy all day long. What a name, I bet he knows it. With that handle, how could he go wrong? And the folks in the town all agree, he'll be famous as he can be. How can he be a dud or a stick in the mud when he's Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones? Yes, sirree, yes, sirree, yes, sirree, yes, sirree, yes, sirree, yes, sirree.
D.R. Jones, 1938, on Radio Munson. Another hour to go. Hope you can stick around. This is Dakota Staton.
A foggy day in London town had me low, had me down. British Museum had lost its charm. How long, I wonder, could this thing last? But the age of miracles hadn't passed. For suddenly I saw you there. And in fact, London thought the sun was shining everywhere. Everywhere.